God. He has no root. He's not rooted and grounded.
Right.
Himself in the Word of God and prayer.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yeah. He began in this emotional joy of the Word and his decision. Amen. But it did not get involved. Affect him. It didn't get in him deep enough to affect his life.
That's it.
Amen. Oh yeah. He has little spiritual strength to withstand the trials and the persecutions of this old life. And because iniquity shall abound, the Bible said the love of many shall wax cold.
Yeah.
Hey, God, Luke said, but he that heareth and doeth, he heareth and doeth not, is like a man without a foundation, build a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great, because he didn't take time to build a foundation. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, church, it's very important, amen, to let your roots dig down deep. Hallelujah. Hey, some of the tallest trees known to the world is them great redwood trees of California. Only time I was ever out west, I told Brother Charlie, I said, let's ride on out to see them redwoods, like it was just over across the creek. Amen. But when we looked on the map, we was clear out in Arizona, but it's a long ways past there. When you're young, you're silly. You don't know a lot. But I always wanted to see them giant redwoods, big enough you can drive a car through the base of one of them. Giant trees.
Yeah.
But did you know that amongst the giant trees of this earth, amen, that redwood has one of the, amen, the shallowest root systems known to man. Hey, God, well, how does that tree, amen, make it in? I tell you how it makes it. It intertwines its root system with its neighboring tree. And that tree, and that tree, its roots go down and it goes out and it intertwines. Hey, how important, amen, is the fellowship of the brethren.
Woo!
Forsake not thy assembling of thyself together. I need you and you need me. And when the winds begin to blow and the storms begin to come and that one redwood gets pushed, he said, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. And then he feels a little tug. He's got his neighbor over there beside of him helping hold him up. Hey, I come to tell us, your root system is extremely vital to your existence. You need the church. You need the Lord. And you need a preacher. Woo!
Hallelujah.
In your life.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
My uncle told me one time.
Holy cow.
I should have said amen. A fellow told me one time. And he was saved. I was witness to. That's the Lord.
Hello.
I never had really seen him go to church much. I'm saved, he said. Well, really? Yeah, I'm saved. I begin to tell him, well, you ought to go to church. Amen. You ought to get involved. Great God. You need to get involved in church.
Yeah.
Get in here and push the service. Get in here and be like Sister Dottie. Say, hey, we need to worship God.
Yeah.
Get in here and march around this place. Amen. I know COVID-19 is going on. Amen. We need to have a successful bus ministry. We got a bus out here. Amen. Drove all year. Amen. Get out there and drive a bus. Get out there and knock on doors. Get out here 30 minutes early and pray for the service. Amen. We need folks to get involved in the work of the Lord. You need a church, and a church needs you. We need one another to do the work of the Lord in this day. You can't make it unless you get involved.
Praise you, Lord.
Where's that uncle? Where's that fella at today? Amen. As far as I know, he's far away from God.
Come on now.
Amen. Well, I said, where you go? I don't go to church. He said, I watch him on TV.
Dear Lord.
Well, I hope you can find a good one, because I don't really know any on there.
I don't either.
Amen.
My Lord.
I don't spend no time searching for them under either. But I don't really. I tell you what you need. If you had a good preacher you like on the side, if you had a good radio preacher you like, or any kind of preacher like it, amen. I like what old Dan Betcher said one time. I got his whole set, Revival Time Pulpit Series. I love it. My girls love Dan Betcher. He got that series of Dan and Louie. Louie the Puppet. He tells Bible stories. My kids know all kinds of the Bible stories because of Dan and Louie. He was the old Revival Time, the old Assemblies of God,
yeah,
back in the 60s and 70s. And he put out that Revival Time Pulpit Series. I forget, 23 was C.M. Ward and 20 or 25 was Dan Betcher. I got every one of these books, Brother Tom. I love to read after him. Amen. And he gave some of the greatest advice that I've ever heard a preacher give somebody. He was on ABC radio. He was on, I forget, 6,000 or 7,000 radio stations across the land. And he said he told people all across America, they would write in and say, here, brother, here's our tithe. We're going to pay our tithe to you. Amen. Now here's, I believe, amen, a true man of God. He would say, no. Amen. If you want to send me an offering, I'd gladly take your offering. He said, but this is detrimental to our churches across the landscape. You got a local pastor and a local church that's struggling to keep the doors open. Hey, and pay the bills and add and build on and do what they need to do. I tell you what you need to do, he said. Amen. This really helped me. He said, you need to get behind your local church and bless that local area and let the Lord use you, amen, to have revival in your town. And I come to tell this church, God wants to use us. God wants us to get involved, and he wants us to do his will.
Woo! Praise God.
God's got an economy, do you know that?
Yes, he does.
God's got a system. I don't care how many people goes to an individual church. I've always found this out. When we first started with Tom, we didn't have this many. Amen. Always worried about that. Lord, how are we ever going to pay the bills? Let me tell you something. In God's economy, if the people of this local assembly, if the people of the next local assembly down the road, if the people of that local assembly, God's got a system. Amen. And it's called tithing. Amen. For those of you who don't know. And when you pay your tithes, what is that? Amen. If I make $1,000 on my payday, the first $100 is the Lord's. Did you know that? It's not AEP's. It's not American Water Company. It's not Lavalette Water. It's not Xfinity Mobile. It's not AT&T. But if God blesses me with $1,000, the first $100 is the Lord's. I give it to him. And if a local assembly abides by God's word, it'll be enough to sustain that church. And the Lord has showed me that time and time again down through the years. If a church can't afford to pay its bills, it's got a bunch of God robbers that won't give to the work of the Lord.
Praise God.
Come on. Yes. Woo! Look right on that one,
Eric. Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! If you put the Lord first,
that's it,
first, he'll bless you.
He'll do it.
Open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there won't be room enough to receive. Hallelujah. Learn to give to God. I tell you, God will make a way. Woo! Learn to give to God and he'll make a way. These kids get out there, amen, and wash a car, amen, or wax a car, make a little money on the side. We teach them, amen, I want them to be prosperous in life. Why don't you let them save that money? Why don't you let them build that up? Yeah, I teach them how to save. But you'll never, amen, succeed in life unless you put God first. Amen, if you make $20 washing a car, amen, go down to your church and give two of it to God. Hey, God will bless. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. I come to tell you, church, learn to put God first. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Woo! He'll bless you, won't he?
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Jesus.
Glory. Glory. I'm going on here. I'm taking my time. Is that all right? Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's all
right. Glory.
A lot of times you have hardships and stuff like that. You'll find out it's because you've been given to God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God will get his one way or another.
He'll do it.
I'm going to move on here. God will get his one way or another. As Brother Tommy said this morning, you're going to reap what you sow.
That's the truth.
Yeah. You'll reap what you sow, that old fella griping around that break table there on the job. I raised this boy up. He's a thief. I never would have thought he'd thief and steal like he does. And then later on in time, he was over there laughing around how years ago, him and his boy, he took his boy down there with him. An old truck sat by the road and they sat there for a while. And it was a truck like he had, his motor blowed up. That truck sat there for a while, so he told his boy, said, let's go down there and get that motor. Amen. And they took that motor out of that old truck set by the road, and they hauled it down the house and put it in his truck. His boy grown up to be a pure rotten thief. And he said, I don't know what happened to that boy. I tell you what happened to him. You taught him how to be a thief. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell you, be honest in the store. Be honest on the job. Be honest everywhere you go. And the Lord will bless you.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise.
I got to move on here, but I'm feeling good right now.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
We was at Walmart or Kroger one time. Got out there. Can't remember. It was a 24-pack of Pepsi or something there on the bottom, but forgot to check it out. Michelle's made a million trips back in to pay for stuff we forgot. Yeah. People can get out of Walmart with a fortune. Ain't nobody ever checks that bottom. You can get you a big sack of 50-pound dog food and put it down there and get it free every 2 weeks if you want it. Nobody ever check it out. God knows.
Yes, he does.
Ooh,
yes, he sees it all.
God knows, don't
he?
I'd hate to get to the judgment.
Come on.
Miss out on a 50-pound bag of sack of food, wouldn't you?
Oh, dear yeah.
Lord.
Oh,
God.
Ooh, that'd be awful.
I need to get to the judgment.
Come on now.
Amen. And miss out because I sure did God what was his.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I'm trying to help us here tonight, church. I got to move on here.
Oh,
amen. But I'm trying to preach to you to help you here.
Yeah.
Amen. That stony ground. Hey, God. I'm done. And then lastly, amen. Verse number 7. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up, and it choked them. Verse 22. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and becometh unfruitful. Great God. Amen. Oh yes. But underneath the surface, amen, are those, amen, that fell amongst that thorny ground. The inside of that that ground, they didn't see it at the start, but it had thorns and weeds, which represents the world. The same ground begins to produce. There come the good seed, but right behind it was the thorns and the weeds. What is it? I tell you what it is. It's a picture of this present day church world.
Woo!
Great God, who tries to teach and tell people, come on down to church and say a little prayer. Add Jesus to your life. You can't just add Jesus. You got to get rid of the world. You got to get rid of the weeds. You got to get rid of the thorns. Lest the thorns overtake and choke the good ground, choke the good seed out. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yay, Lord.
Thorns represent those who receive the word as an addition to their life.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, you can't add Jesus. When Jesus comes in, the old man's passed away.
Amen.
And behold, all things become new. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Amen. The word is merely added and not allowed to replace the world in their life. The word can't be added. It has to be all in all. Mm-hmm. The word has to come in and the world has to go out.
Right.
Or the thorns will come up
and it'll choke the word out of your heart.
Yes. Come on.
Did you hear me?
Yes, Lord.
Though these do not truly repent, they just try to take God and add Him like a collection in their life.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just going to add Him to the rest of the stuff I got. Just add Jesus.
No.
Surely I can add Him and I can be a better person. I'm going to keep what I got, but I'm going to bring Him on board and He'll make me better. That's not enough.
Nobody.
Because guess what?
Come on.
The thorns are going to come up.
It'll do it.
The weeds is going to come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The world's going to take a hold. Yeah. And it's going to choke out the word of God in your heart.
Come on.
Oh, God. Woo! Thorns are the cares of this world. They prick and they pry away at the word of God in your heart. Thorns are the deceitfulness of riches. He said right here. Amen. Why did Jesus say it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven?
Yeah.
Is wealth wrong? It's not wrong having money. God needs money in His economy. We've already established that. But wealth tends to make a person self-confident and self-dependent upon himself to a place that he don't need God.
That's it.
Wealth tends to make a person overcomfortable, extravagant, indulgent, live sumptuously like the rich man did, beyond what is needed in this life. Wealth tends to consume a person's mind. It arouses the urge and the passion to keep and protect all that a person has. Wealth, they get a hold of you, and before you know it, all you think about is what you've got.
Yeah, that's right.
Like the wealthy fisherman we preached on last week.
Come on now.
Amen. If you don't watch, it'll take a hold on you. Wealth tends to misinterpret the blessings of God.
Oh, God, yeah.
It leads a person to a false idea and security that to have and to be blessed by God, you have to have materialistic things. I've known a lot of poor people in my life that was far more blessed than people that had a lot of money.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, God in heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, Sister Bart Corns didn't have a lot, but she was one of the richest women I've ever known.
Yes, she was.
She used to come to church, and she was bothered by that old commode she had in her house. Remember that right there at the end? She said, when I sit down on that commode, she said, I'm sitting sideways.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty rough. Big man like me, I'd be afraid to sit on it. I'd probably fall through. Sister Bart made me glad she's a small lady. She said, my floor's rotting in on my house. It began to leak. We went down there and did some work on it. Had to put some roof on that trailer. I mean, she didn't have a lot.
No, she didn't.
But she had a whole lot.
She
didn't trust in riches.
Come on, that's right.
She trusted in the Lord. Great God, I come to tell you tonight, church, what kind of heart do you have? I could preach right on here. This is way longer than I usually preach. Amen. But finally, amen, finally some seed fell upon good ground.
Good ground.
And the ground had been worked, it had been prepared. The seed germinated within the heart and the soil, and the plant began to grow. This is a picture of the heart that has been plowed deeply by the Word of God. It's a picture of a heart that has been tilled and prepared by the grace of God. And when the seed of the gospel hits this kind of heart, it germinates, it grows, it blossoms, the fruit begins to come. Amen. And blessed and happy is that man.
Happy.
Because he is founded upon the good ground of the Word of God. Stand with me in this house tonight. I come to you to preach to you in my heart here.
Jesus.
Put the Lord first.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you my heart here tonight.
Hey.
Can I tell you my heart? We got most of us here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best to move on, church. Start preaching about more spiritual things. I've preached for 10 years, faithfulness to His house. I've preached for 10 years, coming to church, reading His Word, praying, reading the Bible. It's time to move on. It's time to move on.
Let's go.
I was back there praying today, seeking the Lord back there in that little room, trying to get ready for this, and I felt like the Lord warned me of that. Said, hey, you've been here long enough. You've been here long enough. I want to warn you, church. I love you with all my heart. If you get left behind, it won't be because this man didn't warn you.
That's right.
Come on, you're right.
I got to move on to spiritual aspects that's in this Bible right here. There's gifts of the Spirit that we need.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a deeper walk in God that we need to get to. There's a place of worship. When we come in this house, we ought to be worshiping Him. We ought to be shouting. We ought to be praising.
Come on.
But it's hard to get there when we don't have the basics.
And I'm going to move on because we got a lot in here that's got the basics. And it's time we move on and get a spiritual walk with God. It's time, Brother Anthony, we're seeking this order to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
It's time, Brother Daniel, amen, that we have the Holy Ghost tongues interpretation edified and manifested in our church. It's time, amen, we lay hands on the sick and they recover. It's time, amen, that we get with it. Praise God. And I come to tell you, church, we're counting on you. We need you to get faithful right here. We need everybody to come together and do the work and the word and the will of God in our lives. Is this all right?
Yes,
all
Lord.
Right. So I feel on my heart one last time. I don't guess I've ever done this. Amen. I ain't saying I'll never preach this again. I'm sure I will. It's part of the gospel message. But, amen, I'm going to move on and start preaching about more spiritual things. The spiritual aspects of Christianity.
Yes.
10 years I've preached and I've fought and I've struggled, amen, to even get people to come to church.
Come on.
That's embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
When we can't even accomplish the basics of church.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
I'm going to move on. My kids need the Holy Ghost. Brandon prayed too, the Holy Ghost wristlands. I got four more needs the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Brother Anthony, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Anybody else here need the Holy Ghost? You need a baptism?
Come on.
Amen. Let's check. Get in these altars. Pray. Seek the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost. There's a place in God we can get to, a deep place in God.
Right.
Moses said, God, will you show me? I want to see you, Lord. God said, Moses, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock. I'll put my hand by the rock and I'll pass by. I'll let you see my hinder parts. No, nobody can see my face and live.
Right.
Moses saw the hinder parts of God. He got to a deep place. And when he come off that mountain, Brother Daniel, the Bible said the skin of his face did shine. It was so bright when he come off. They had to put a veil upon his face. There's deep places we need to get to, church.
Yes.
There's deep places in God we need to get to. Lord, take me. Cultivate my heart.
Jesus.
Oh, God, I know it's time to pray. Cultivate my heart.
Yes.
Who wants to have a soft heart? If you want to get to a spiritual place in God, we got to let the Lord cultivate our heart.
Yes.
We got to get to that deep spiritual place in God. I don't want a stony heart. I don't want a wayside heart. Amen. I don't want a worldly heart, but I want my heart to be a place of good ground. Hey, a place of good ground. Come on. Let's get these altars tonight. Oh, God. Amen. I want to get to a place, amen, where God can take me to a deep spiritual walk in Him. Amen. Come on, church.
Deeper in the love of Jesus, let me go. Higher in this full of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper yet I pray.
Lord,
let me go. Rooted in the Holy Ghost.
They burn like He's a healer.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God is a healer.